Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So Alice in Winterland has been moved to this Thursday. This part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. And today and tomorrow only, final days to win tickets, because Thursday's when the show is.
Okay. I'm like, win tickets for what? We have tickets for everything today.
Oh, my God. I know.
Okay. So tickets for Alice in Winterland are available today for giveaways.
That's right.
All right.
Right now. Also at 11:05 and at 5:05. These tickets come with a meet and greet with Matt Nathanson. I know.
He's a very nice boy, despite what Sarah has said about him.
Oh, my God. I've never said anything bad about Matt Nathanson. I'm his biggest fan. I love him.
He cut you off pretty hard.
Well, I deserved it. I mean, there's only so many times you can text someone before they're like, okay, enough out of you. I tried. I wanted to be friends. It doesn't always work out. Call 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Wins tickets to Thursday show. It's John Mayer and Matt Nathanson. You get a meet and greet with Matt Nathanson. This is our rescheduled Alice in Winterland Thursday night at the Masonic. And all tickets for the original date will be honored at the door. So hopefully you hold on to your tickets, because not like we're selling new ones. If you've got tickets for the show that was on the 12th, you're all set for this Thursday night. We'll meet you there. It's going to be a great night. And Call 97 right now gets in. 800-400-3697. Save up to 50% on select items at the IKEA Winter Sale. It's not a mistake. The IKEA Winter Sale on from December 26th to January 10th. IKEA, make the dream yours. Up to 50%. Love IKEA. All right, so celebrity trash today. I just got a chuckle out of this morning, so I sent it to you to print out for me. Coachella has banned marijuana at this year's festival.
Why?
You know, they don't really give a reason. I guess my guess is because they can't wristband you like they would for alcohol sales. It's the only
wait
thing
a minute.
I can think
they've
of.
They banned marijuana sales.
No,
but
they've banned marijuana. You may not bring it. It is outlawed on the grounds.
Well,
right, wink to you too.
That's one of those
things. Good luck to them.
Well, it's always been illegal to have it at concerts, and yet we've always had it at concerts.
Yes, we have.
So
it's just hilarious that they're making a statement about
it. I just mentioned Lady Gaga, the show I went to. I smelled more pot at that show than any show I've been to. So clearly people of all walks are smoking the doobie weed.
People do love it. And congratulations to everyone who's, you know what's so funny? It's like I haven't smoked in really a long time. Like, I mean, I guess here and there, but nothing on a regular basis. And then now that it's legal, I'm like, well, geez, I mean, I guess I got to get on it. I got to get on the stick.
Well, I don't know. I have very good friends who love the weed.
Yeah.
And they don't do it around me because they know that I'll probably be very quick to go, hey, let me, you know.
No,
so,
you would not.
Well, I don't know what I'd do. I mean, look.
All right, I won't do it around you.
Right?
If I
don't
ever
do it around
me. Well, don't
worry.
When am I going to do it around you? It's like you go down to the mountains
right
during the day.
Anyway, but I do see them high. And you, you know, if you see someone high, you're like, wow, you're super.
Oh, like when you're surfing, they show up and they're all high. And
or
you're like, oh,
wherever,
man.
You know, or later you see them walking the dog. You're like, oh, my God, you're walking the dog. But
you're baked.
I think that dog's walking you. You know. And that's cool. I'm happy for people who can handle it.
Right.
You know, watching all the news this past weekend, I was thinking, I've never been to a dispensary before. Should I go?
Yeah, I know.
Should I start
smoking
weed?
I know. Do I need to start smoking weed?
I looked at all. So apparently Santa Cruz is considering itself the pot capital of California.
Has it always been? I mean,
I don't know.
Come on.
But there's dispensaries there, and I was looking on the Sentinel web, the Santa Cruz Sentinel website, and they're showing pictures. People lined up early that first day of sales. Legal
sales. And you don't need a pot card, right?
No.
You just go in there.
You need ID that says you're 21.
Uh-huh.
The end.
Right. It's like going to a liquor store.
How do you order?
You just go in and say, here's what I want.
Go look at the pictures.
How do you know what you want?
They're in clear glass, or plastic. I don't know, but little containers. And you look through, and the buds are tight and green, and they look crystally and sticky, like...
When you got
a good bag, when I was used to smoke, a good bag, you'd see nice,
clear
buds, nice,
was
tight,
like a bunch
compact,
of powder.
Right. And that's what they're selling. They're not dusty. They are buds. Yeah. And they're in these little glass containers. And you see the pictures that I went through, you see a guy opening the can and smelling it. Yeah. And I could smell what he was smelling. I was like, wow, I know what that smells
back
like.
Back in the day. And then can you also buy like the vape pens?
Yeah.
I didn't see any of that. I was definitely thinking, as I was going through the pictures, I was hoping they would show the other stuff, because I know people now, more than 10 people who say they take pot daily to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that getting back to telling someone what you want, I mean, if you went in there and you're like, I don't want to be paranoid, I don't want to, or I don't want to be sleepy, or I do want to be sleepy,
they
make recommendations.
Yeah. Who goes into the pot store and says, I really want to freak out? I'm hoping to have a paranoid attack.
Who wants to be paranoid?
I'm hoping to actually run down the street screaming.
Right?
Can you give me that stuff?
Why, yes, I can, sir.
Here's LSD.
There you go. I mean, that's not pot, right? That's something entirely
else. But they also
else.
Have the stuff that won't get you stoned at all. Like, it doesn't have, what's it called, a cannabinoid or
that's
something?
I think that's what the sleep stuff is,
right.
Isn't it?
Well, some of it. Some of that stuff is still going to get you high.
Oh.
But some of it is specifically not to get you high. It's just, you know, whatever
I've
the benefits
heard
of pot are.
Or right.
Some pregnant women are taking the non...
Oh, how interesting.
And I don't know what that...
Let's not recommend how that.
I'm not recommending it. I've said I've even heard some pregnant women are... and I don't even know what they're taking it for.
Maybe cure
pain
nausea.
Nausea.
Whatever.
That could be
Who
it.
Who knows?
Yeah. It's crazy. I know, but that's the thing is, I if only I liked getting stoned. But then I keep up go, oh, I should go and, you know, check that out and see what's... And then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I hate getting stoned.
I actually
what's
think...
What's the point of getting stoned again? I forgot.
Yeah, I don't know.
The controversy...
So I can be stupid and not follow TV shows? I don't know.
For Coachella is not that they're trying to ban pot. It's the acts they've booked. It's not a rock show like it once was.
Isn't it Beyonce
It's
headlining?
Beyonce, Eminem...
What is this?
The other,
this is Coachella.
Coachella. The headliners are Beyonce, Eminem, Another Day, and then I don't know the third day.
Look up the lineup. I'm sure there are, it's probably like, you know, multi-stage. I've never been to Coachella, but I got to guess that they've got side stages where there's, you know, all kinds of music
is
represented.
Where is that? Is that like in the desert?
Indio?
Yeah. It's in the desert.
Yeah.
It's like in the Palm Springs desert.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks like it's two weekends.
Yeah.
I think it's the same show. Right.
Two weekends in a row.
That's kind of smart.
They're in alphabetical order,
so we can't see.
There's
so many.
Oh,
ones.
They don't list them by
the
who's headlining.
Are,
what are the big ones?
Future, The Killers, Muse.
Oh, Bleachers, I see.
Oh, Muse is playing?
Cardi B.
Oh, well, there's your rock show.
So maybe one of the days is more rocking than
Yeah, maybe
than
there's
others.
that's your.
Yeah. Well, anyway, listen, you won't be able to get all baked at Coachella. And by you won't be able to, I mean you'll totally be able to, but it won't be sanctioned.
Pot smokers are like, try and stop me.
They are basically saying, let's see, Coachella has officially outlawed the use of marijuana on its grounds, despite its host state of California recently legalizing the drug. The festival's Q&A section reads, sorry, bro. They wrote that. Sorry, bro. Marijuana and marijuana products aren't allowed inside the festival, even in 2018 and beyond. If that changes, we'll update this answer. Let me see if there's any.
Jamiroquai is playing.
I saw that.
Oh, really?
I didn't know he's even.
What was the Jamiroquai hit?
He had a couple
like
hits.
He did.
He had the one on, that won the video music award.
The one he did the song in Napoleon Dynamite, right?
I don't remember.
The one Napoleon dances to is Jamiroquai.
Oh, it is? Oh, how funny. I didn't know
it. Isn't it?
I don't know.
That's a good movie.
I know, and that's the scene is the one where he goes dancing.
The only one we have here is Virtual Insanity.
Yeah, that's
no, Canned Heat, I think, is the name of the song.
This is his hit. This is the one that won Video Music of the Award.
I can't fast forward it.
Didn't he play like at a Now and Then or something?
You got it?
Did he? That one, do you want the Napoleon Dynamite one?
Do the Napoleon.
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
Is it called Canned Heat?
Yes, you're correct.
Give him a point.
That is a great movie.
Can't you see him dancing right now?
I keep seeing the music ending and him stopping and then running off the stage.
I know.
God, what a movie. What a great movie.
Did you see Miguel is playing?
I did see that.
Is he going to kick anyone in the head?
Sure. They make their head available. all right, it's time for our Dewey of the Day.
Hey!
Bam Margera got a DUI. He's from Jackass?
Right.
He's one of the Jackass boys. He's in Pennsylvania, right?
California is where this happened. He spent Sunday morning in jail. According to the CHP, they observed him on his phone while driving and pulled him over. You big dummy. Rookie move.
Rookie move.
That's right. Don't do it. Don't do any of this stuff. The CHP says once they got close to his car, they smelled alcohol, conducted a field sobriety test. Eventually, it led to his arrest. He was arrested at 7:53 in the morning. Booked into jail at 10 in the morning.
Well, if you go till late at night and you think you're going to get up in the morning and leave from wherever you spent the night, right?
Right. The drive of shame. He posted $15,000 bail and was out by about 2:30. He just had a baby, his first baby, I guess, 2 weeks ago.
Really? Yeah.
So it says here, he and his wife Nicole welcomed their first child, Phoenix Wolf Margera.
Oh, boy.
Bam Margera. His brother, Josh, told Page Six, he's with a friend out there, and we're trying to see if he wants to go to rehab or anything. We're trying to help him from across the country. So I guess they're based in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, he has two homes there.
Well, that's the show that they used to do. I think he did a show on MTV that wasn't Jackass. It was just his. I think it was in Pennsylvania.
Was it like his family and stuff?
Yeah. Huh. His mom is always part of it.
Yeah.
And I want to say it's his dad or his uncle. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter, but I'm sorry to...
World Domination?
Oh, he may have had a few shows.
Oh,
yeah, he does have a few shows. Or did.
He's probably a multimillionaire.
Oh, I'm sure.
From all those Jackass movies.
I'm sure that guy's doing just fine. Blowing all his money on alcohol.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what? Oh, God,
guess
what?
How much money this dude is supposedly worth.
According to the internet.
I'm going to guess 20 million.
I'm going to guess 10 million.
I'm going to guess 40.
45.
Oh!
Bam!
Oh, man. What is Johnny Knoxville worth?
Yeah, what's should I look up Johnny Knoxville?
Oh, even more than that, I bet.
Yeah, probably.
Dukes of Hazzard.
And then
was
do
terrible.
Steve-O. Who cares? It was terrible. The dude made like five
look
real
up
movies.
I'll look all up right. Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville.
Although Bam, of all those guys, Bam was the only one that was a pro skateboarder, so he made, you know, legitimate athletic money or athlete
Johnny
money.
Johnny is worth 75.
You want to guess Steve O's?
Steve O. Well, he has. I'm going to say less. A few years. I'm going to say 19 million.
Oh, I was going to say.
I'm going to say 35 million.
Does Bryn have a guess?
I'll say 20 mil.
I don't know if this is right, but it says 2.5 mil.
Oh!
He's poor.
He's poor.
That's what play that sound.
Poor thing.
He did some of the most painful stuff on those shows, too.
Yeah.
He was, you know, right up there with the
biggest jackasses. Did you see the one where he takes that hook and puts it through his cheek?
Yep.
And then jumps out of a boat that's filled with sharks?
No, never seen that one.
You think? I don't think that's nearly as bad as when he put himself in the porta potty slingshot.
That's the one you always go to.
That is just the amount of just poo flying around.
I know, but
and
he
and it wouldn't stop.
He pierced his cheek right there on camera with a giant metal hook.
I'll take the cheek piercing over the poo. In the slingshot.
I don't know. I feel like I can wash the poo off.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm not into either one of these things, but if I have to pick one right now on the spot, I think I'm going poo rocket.
Yeah.
But you hold your breath in the porta potty. You know, you can't even stand there without, like, wanting to yak in the porta potty.
Yeah. I know, but you'd get through it.
Would you?
I wouldn't be eaten by sharks, and I wouldn't have a hole in my cheek.
You know what? You'd stop. In the middle of trying to put it through your cheek, you'd go, this
I know.
Hurts way Can too I go much to, option to finish. B?
Give I me can't. The poo.
Yeah, I guess I gotta go for the poo. It's not even just the sticking it through your cheek. It's the being trailed out behind a boat in shark-infested waters. Like, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Forget it. Anyway, Bam Margera.
I love those boys. Yeah. It's been a while since I thought about them.
Oh, my God.
They're so fun.
I think I've seen it. I saw enough of that show to know it was just not for me.
Yes.
Just saw a couple things and went, no, thanks. That's a
I mean, the stuff I
wincy.
Watch is pretty stupid. But
right. But at least no one's covered in porta potty poo.
Not life-threatening.
Right.
You know,
didn't they electric shock their wieners one time, too?
They did a lot of very painful things to themselves. Steve O has one where he just jumps on a rake and it smashes him in the face. And you go, that's the worst possible. I mean,
you know, one of the masterminds behind that is Spike Jonze.
Yeah.
He did Her. Remember Her?
Yeah, I love Her.
Three Kings, Where the Wild Things Are, being John Malkovich.
Oh, those are all great movies.
I know. Yeah, he comes up with all these ideas with Johnny. Hmm. Johnny.
And he's the guy behind. Thank you, Spike Jonze, I guess. Pink is going to sing the national anthem.
Oh, that's huge.
At the Super Bowl. It is huge. She is such a great singer. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a... Although I have heard that because it's really difficult to hear yourself in those stadiums, that a lot of people just pre-tape it and lip-sync it. My guess is she'll probably do it live.
Yeah.
Like, she's so... She even said she purposefully screwed up a little bit. Remember when she did that thing at the Grammys where she was doing the trapeze stuff?
Yeah.
She said, I wanted to make sure everyone knew I was singing live. So I added a little extra breath or, whatever.
Well, if you're good, you probably want to do it live.
Sure.
Like, you just all...
Why would I tape it?
What have I practiced all this for to come in here and phony it up?
Yeah. They announced this, I guess, early yesterday. Justin Timberlake was previously announced as the Super Bowl halftime show this year. I don't have any further details on that. Have we heard about any guests or anything? Everyone, every single time I see this, someone makes the joke about Janet Jackson making a special guest appearance. February 4th. And, by the way, that's when the big game is. If you are interested in being around that, around the festivities... a few times a day, we have tickets for our big concert, which is called The Night Before, because it's the night before the big game. Dave Matthews Band is headlining, and it's airfare for you and a friend in Minneapolis, three nights hotel stay, couple tickets to see Dave Matthews Band. There's also like sort of a grand prize kind of game day experience that you'll be in the running for if you win. But 705, 1205, and 405, be listening. I'll give you the whole details on how to... Actually, that's coming up in like half an hour, so maybe that could be you. Get to see Pink sing it live, the national anthem at Super Bowl 2018. Is this Super Bowl 52? 51?
Yeah, I think it's 52. Because here it was 50, right?
Yeah.
So this year is Minneapolis. Next year is Atlanta. The year after that is Florida. And then in 2021, it's going to be in Inglewood, California, the Rams' new stadium.
Inglewood? Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
What's coming up in the news, Vinny?
Love.
Oh, how delightful.
Love is next, everyone. Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3 Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So we have a whole camera situation set up here. And every morning we broadcast our show live. Multiple camera angles, all HD. God, we dress up. We put on full makeup. We whew.
Jewelry.
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, what do you got there, Yuzi?
A listener made this.
Who is it? Ellie? Like, did Ellie make
seaweed,
it?
Seaweed, made out of like seaweed they got from the beach. Oh. I think up in Oregon. Either Washington or Oregon.
And they encased it in glass? And that is, well, is everyone cute? Looking at the looking glass right now, go to radioalice.com/watch. You can check it out. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. We recently found out that they allowed a lot of morning shows across the country in the company. They made us put cameras in here. But they put cameras in a lot of morning shows and a lot of regular just shows throughout the day. We have the number one best viewers. We have the most viewers and obviously the best viewers because it's you guys.
200,341 was the last count of hits that we had for the Looking Glass. Thanks, Vaughn.
For a month.
Thanks,
Vaughn. Yeah, that's fantastic.
The closest number to that?
Here we go.
I should sound so excited about it. 80,000.
Oh. Who is it?
The Taz Show.
Oh, the Taz.
In what city?
I don't know where that
the
is.
The Taz
from,
Show? Look that up.
Let's see who our biggest competition is.
And then after that is another show. It's so small, the
Are
writing.
These, like, monthly 36, numbers?
Yeah, about 36,000 is the number three. Oh, wow. I don't know if it goes in monthly. It might be quarterly.
Oh. Either way, we're
number one.
Winning. Thank you.
Again.
Thanks for watching our little show that we do. And we loop it all day. So there's always something. If you go to radioalice.com/watch, there's always some morning show piece going on.
Did you find out who the Taz
show It looks like the Taz show is a wrestling show about.
Wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Body Slams. The title says Body Slams is Beyond. Body Slam and Beyond.
Body Slams and Beyond.
Taz, Body Slams and Beyond. Okay. Well, you know, apparently he's part of our company. So
I wish you guys would have just put the sentence out that we were number one and stopped there. The Taz thing doesn't seem like we've got anyone competing with us.
It doesn't. I know.
It was a sports show that was above us for a while there. Boomer sports show.
But we're killing them now.
Yeah, but now we're beating them.
Yeah, we're beating Taz. We're proud of it.
Yeah, we're proud to beat Taz. We end-moored him. Okay. Anyway, radioalice.com/watch. You can check it out. Right now at your local Lucky stores, General Mills cereals and Betty Crocker fruit snacks are 3 for $5. Plus, Chobani and Tillamook Greek yogurts are 10 for $10 only at your local Lucky stores.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? So last night, we'll begin with a text. Last night was the national championship in college football. The text is, what a great championship game last night. I'm exhausted, but I got to catch my Alice family. Roll Tide!
Roll Tide!
So I watched a little bit of that yesterday as I was trapped in my house due to the storm nightmare. It was like dumping inches. Felt like by the hour.
Right.
Yesterday at my house. Anyway, so the game, it looked like Alabama was going to lose. Georgia was winning, and I was done with it and woke up to find out that somehow Alabama came back and won.
They put some freshman quarterback in who
I saw the switch.
It.
Yeah, I saw
the
switch.
Oh, you were there for that?
Actually, I saw the halftime show, which was Kendrick Lamar, and thought, they're trying to put together a real thing here. Mm. Like, this is the new halftime show, you know, right, why wouldn't they? I guess
normally you just see a marching band, which I actually enjoy.
Zach Brown do the national anthem.
I didn't see the start.
No,
so I only saw the very beginning of the game, but I didn't see that part.
Kendrick Lamar did the halftime show, and then they said this song is from the new movie Black Panther, and then they showed a clip from that.
Oh.
And I went, whoa, they're going big here. And then the next half of the game, they brought in a new quarterback as Alabama had been losing and looked and didn't look good. And somehow they came back to win the game. So Georgia Bulldogs lost 26-23 in overtime. And that is the fifth national championship in 9 years for Alabama.
Congratulations, Bama.
And you know, when you win that much, people don't like you. And I was sitting there. I didn't have a pony in the race at all, but I went, I'll root for Georgia.
Oh.
Because, you know, Alabama, you win
too
much.
They win all the time.
You know, just like those Pats. They seem to win all that. There they are at the end of the season every time. And they will be again this year, I'm sure, too.
Did you see that thing? You know how they just had a huge storm in the New England area?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And they Belichick does not give a rat's ass. You are coming to practice. And they show these guys walking into the facility. And it's just, like, you can't see 15 feet. It's just a total snowstorm. They're all like, well, you got to go to practice.
Well,
you can't.
What's
you
he going to do? you can't not practice.
I got they have a bye week. I mean, this past weekend, they didn't have to practice. They could have taken one GD day off. But no.
No, you got to practice, boys. Right. Jeff Bezos, everyone, has taken over as the world's richest man.
Oh, is that so?
I don't know if this story is correct, but they're saying here that he's added $6 billion to his fortune in 2018.
Oh, boy.
9 days. Their stock jumped big time through. They had a great holiday season.
Yeah.
Many of you are probably breaking down Amazon boxes and right. getting ready for the trash day as we speak.
Yeah.
So he's past Gates and is now.
Oh, what do they say he's worth? What was Gates?
It's $105 billion.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And
that's
Gates
a lot
is worth $90
billion. That's a lot of billions.
90 billion.
He's been the Gates thing, though. They say he's been giving away his money at a crazy pace.
Right.
He's just can't get rid of it.
You want to know how much Zuck is worth?
Yeah.
You want to guess?
$60 billion.
72.
Poor thing.
You want to know how much
Amazon captured 89% of online spending
You're
among
kidding
dominant
me.
Holiday retailers in the 5-week period beginning the day after Thanksgiving.
You have got to be kidding me.
89%.
Jesus.
The Bloomberg's headline says Jeff Bezos is now worth more than Bill Gates ever was.
Right.
Congratulations, Jeff. You ever met that guy?
No, I've never met him. Chris has. No.
Well, of course Chris has. Shame.
Chris who?
Chris Kelly.
Who's
movie
that?
Movie Pass. Sacramento Kings.
Original Facebook employee.
Yeah, original.
Love, everyone.
Oh, love. Oh, I'm in. What do you got for me?
I was thinking, come look what board. You've done to oh. me.
Let me ask everyone a question.
All right.
Were you served divorce papers yesterday?
I was not.
Divorce
not
papers?
Not me.
They say if you made it through yesterday without getting served a divorce,
you're
good at least through Valentine's Day.
Oh. Yesterday was the day, huh?
And Sunday, Vinny, was supposed to be the number one day for finding love online.
Oh.
Because people are like, that is it. Not one more holiday alone.
Right.
I will find someone.
Even if I have to settle. Not human, though. Never
January
settle.
8th is one of the biggest days of the year for divorces, they say.
Oh.
They say in the story, the reason's simple. You made it through the holidays together, but they were awful. And now it's cold outside, and you're looking at a pile of debt, and you've fulfilled every obligation through the holiday season. And
you had a couple working days to get in touch with a lawyer.
You're over it.
Yeah.
It's time to make a change.
Text us if you got served.
Yeah, text us if
you got served.
The number one reason for divorces on January 8th is money problems. Number two is intimacy or sex problems.
Oh. Those are problems.
Yeah, they are. And I'm guessing
the
problem
is, there, really?
There's not enough of it.
Right? By both counts, right.
This leads me to another love story, if I could.
Oh, so that you considered that last one a love story?
You don't?
No. Go on. Let's see where this one ranks.
Marriage. Love, marriage.
Yo, I heard all those words in there. They just weren't assembled in the right way.
They were trumped.
Yeah, they were trumped by the D word.
According to a new survey, 4% of people say a good way to handle an argument with their significant other is storm out of the room.
Oh.
Just leave.
Yeah.
Sounds like something you do, Vinny.
Is storming out better than slithering out, like just backing up and disappearing as their mid-sentence?
I don't know. Do they accomplish the same thing? Like if you storm out or slither out, aren't you just extracting yourself from the situation?
I don't know. One, I actually might respect the person if they walk out. If they're actually slithering out, I'd be like, God, that's just a puss move. Mm.
Do you think I don't notice you're leaving? Get back here! Yeah, storming out can be effective, though. You just, you know, you've shown that you're serious. You're really mad. You might even add some crying in there. You know,
crying.
And then they can hear you crying in the other room.
There's no crying.
And they have to come in and, like, you know, console you.
Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
When you storm out, do you want the person to chase you down?
Well, you do.
No.
Yes, you do.
What in the hell?
See, if you slither out, they won't chase you.
Yeah. Well,
I like the backup move too.
You storm out, you're going to get followed, and it'll never end.
I think, though, if you storm out, the trick is to give the person a couple of minutes, and then they have to, you know, do the crying and stuff. And then you go in, and it appears that you've had time to think.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can say, okay, let's
calmly.
Let's be adults and talk this out.
You can't. You've already stomped and you've slammed
four
doors.
Works, believe me.
Storming out isn't the only immature thing we do. 8% of people give their significant other the silent treatment when they're mad.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You've done that?
Yes.
To great success?
Oh, yeah. It totally works.
Right. Of course it does.
Yeah. Try it on your kids, too. It's very effective. You mad at them?
You do that to Isla, Vinny?
No.
She's a little young for tricks.
No. You know what, though? She's taken to trying to test limits and things, and I've had to be pretty firm with her about, don't do that again.
Like what?
Just tries different stuff. She'll start making noise if mom and dad are talking to, like, not let us talk.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stop. I'm like, that's it. You're going to time out if you do that again. I'm just talking to myself. Oh, really?
Go in another room and do that then.
Wow.
Four.
She wants attention. That's totally normal.
No, it's normal. It's just unacceptable.
Right.
So, yeah, I've had to absolutely... And her mom can ignore it. So her mom just sits there like it's not happening.
So who's doing... I felt like in the beginning it was more your girl doing the disciplining than
She's
you.
She's still the main one disciplining. Uh-huh. But there are things like that just happened. And I was like, cut it out.
Yeah.
You're going to time out. I'm not going to sit here and pretend you're not making noise to interrupt us. I never get to talk to this chick. Let me talk to her. I'm talking to myself. No. You're interrupting us on purpose.
Mm.
You want to go to your room? Keep it up. Like, that's all I can do.
Right. But then you got to follow through.
Well, she shut up. She doesn't get that from dad too often. So when I come down on her, she's like...
It's serious.
Yeah.
What if
you save it up.
Yeah. What if she looks at you and says, what is it to you, punk?
Has she ever put that on you?
She has not.
She will.
I will handle that.
Cross that
moment.
Bridge when you come
just,
to it.
Just fine. Don't worry. I won't even have to tell her why she's headed to timeout.
Mm.
And why I'm
just
carrying
point
her
your
there.
Finger straight to the room.
Carry her by her ankle. That's what she says. Yeah.
Right.
Got to hold them out at arm's length so that they can't kick you.
2%. These are the immature ways we deal with our relationships. 2% withhold sex to get their way, which that would be women because men... I don't think that's nearly as effective.
Oh, really? You're withholding sex?
Right.
I'm really.
2 weeks later,
he's still withholding, and you're like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Is that still
right?
Still mad? I didn't notice. I just felt like you've been leaving me alone. You're not sneaking around, trying to get a look at me naked."
How about a couple fast facts?
All right, give me a fast fact, Vinny.
Orthorexia is an eating disorder where you only want to eat organic or pure foods.
Orthorexia.
Orthorexia.
Oh, Hooman, you've had that for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you actually would get upset if you weren't eating.
Well, I'm still getting upset if I don't eat organic. Huh? Don't you?
No.
Okay.
I don't care at all.
You're not going to eat organic today, are you?
Yeah, well, I'd like to think Kokari's organic.
Well, everybody likes to think whatever they like to think.
Is that really how you gauge? I mean,
I like to think my cheeseburger that I had
is organic, right? I like to think it has no calories.
Right.
Yeah, we're doing a lunch at Kokari today with our new
big
boss.
Very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I'm not sure.
It is.
Okay.
Do you think she's going to cancel?
Oh, I thought you said you confirmed.
Well, I did when I, you know, sent
reconfirm
out
with her today.
I sent an email.
Okay.
So the confirmation that you were just telling me we got, that was 2 weeks ago.
He said that it was confirmed, but it wasn't. I mean, I was talking about, like, did you confirm today that
we're
all
set for?
And
then I said, let me send an email.
Good job, Yuzi. I'm sorry. Are you going to do a story about love? No.
I did a couple stories about love.
Neither one of those were about love. One was about divorce. The other one was about fighting.
Right.
Fighting and divorce.
Fighting and divorce, not love stories.
Yeah, where's the love?
That would be normal.
Where is the love?
I think you're looking at the glass half empty.
Oh, no, there's nothing in this glass. It's fully empty. So far, there's been no love put in there.
Yeah, you should have teased it with, I got a story coming up about divorce.
And fighting. Divorce and fighting.
You guys are so negative.
You're just so tricky.
I just don't get you two. Try looking at things. The glass is half full.
Really? Which part was full? Tell me the fullness
Our
part.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple for you.
All right.
Vinny, we watched Jackass 2 over vacation with my kids, and we saw the cheek piercing. Oh. I had to look away. Viva La Bam was the name of Bam's show on MTV that I was referring to. It's just more of those stunts.
Oh, it was all stunts, not just
a
reality
like,
show?
Mostly he was pulling the stunts on his mom.
Oh, his
like
poor mom.
He put a crocodile in her kitchen. And so she comes home and she's like, doo-doo-doo, and then it's all, ah! You know, and they're laughing because it's all on camera and she's running for it.
How big was the crocodile?
How big does one need to be for it to be scary in your kitchen?
Right.
I don't know, 4 feet.
Okay.
Maybe.
I think it was probably, I don't know, I barely.
Maybe it needs to be smaller, and then maybe I just haven't faced off with a crocodile. Maybe a 2 foot one is super intimidating. I mean, is its mouth open and all its teeth are coming at me?
I don't know. I mean, have you ever seen a grown person freak out over a spider?
Yes.
So, and
yes,
alligators are much bigger than a spider, so.
I suppose that's true. Like, right, where am I going to grab that from? You know, I can't put a glass over that and slide a piece of paper underneath it to safely get it out of the house.
None are licensed for recreational use in SF. Still only medical. You need a medical card to get pot in San Francisco.
Oh. I don't think that's true. They had a big, they had Harvest, which is on, I don't know, Clement or something.
Gary.
And they were showing everybody lining up and buying their
Their I don't
weed.
Know. There's a lot of misinformation out there. I think San Francisco specifically was behind in getting prepared for the January 1st date.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't think they launched it on the 1st, but it's by city. They've got some were ready and some weren't.
No.
Santa Cruz was ready.
Yeah.
For recreation.
They've been ready for years, brah.
So, and it's still pretty murky.
Yeah.
In terms of, because I know there's also been a Fed story just launched that they're not even going to allow this.
Right.
They're going to try to figure out
how to
stop
it. We're going to become a weed sanctuary state.
So weird.
It is weird. The world today.
Yeah, here's 415. Most dispensaries are still only licensed for medical sales. Mm. So, okay, well.
Yeah, well, we don't know. And luckily, I'm not going to go stand in line anywhere. So it's that's someone else's problem.
You don't want some weed?
I have some at my house. I don't even. What am I going to do with it? It's just all I do is hide it from my kids.
I think you pack it into a bong and light it up.
I don't bother with that.
You don't bother with bongs?
I don't.
Weed?
I don't bother with weed.
Oh.
Yeah. Like people gift it to you. You know how it accumulates? I don't know.
When you, no, I don't. I don't know how that.
Really? I'll get some and then I'm just like, oh, you know, hide it somewhere, forget I even have it.
When you got high, what was your preferred?
Oh, just a little pipe. Actually, you know what I used to have? One of those, it was like a little wooden thing, and when you open up the top, a little cigarette-looking thing popped out, and you'd grind that into a one-hitter, I think it's called. You'd grind
a one-toke.
Yeah, You'd grind it into the supply on the other side, and it looked like you were holding a cigarette. Uh-huh. You weren't. And then you'd put it back in there. And that was my preferred when I ever did that, which was forever ago. Hey, everyone. Right after the break, we have your chance to win The Night Before with the Dave Matthews Band. This is a national contest. If you are the correct entry, you will win this. Airfare for you and a friend in Minneapolis, 3 nights hotel stay. All the details right after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.